This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. In our fair city this week, it's out with the old mayor, in with the new guy, as Mayor Michael Bloomberg is replaced by Mayor Bill de Blasio. And one of the things the new mayor will be looking at is the Taxi of Tomorrow, a fleet of green Nissan vehicles that launched this fall, fitted with some custom technology absent in the usual yellow cab. Former Mayor Bloomberg pushed hard for the new cars, but their future is uncertain. Nonetheless, I hopped into one recently to ride from our offices in Manhattan to my home borough of Brooklyn.
These sliding doors are nice, and so is the step is nice, too.
I took the ride with Ted Mann. He covers transportation for the Wall Street Journal's Greater New York section. He detailed some of the new cab's features.
Mainly for passengers, it's about space and safety. Okay. You'll notice you have a ton of foot room, but also you're pretty far back from the bulletproof glass shield here. That's a barrier that's been crash tested.
The barrier is built into the car.
Exactly. It's part of the design of the vehicle from the beginning, as opposed to something that's being added aftermarket.
What else?
For drivers, there are a lot of benefits just in terms of posture, and that also goes down to the barrier. They can move the seat over the course of a 12-hour shift, which is a huge benefit for them. Also, you have a lot of customer benefits that were never in older vehicles, like the ability to plug in a cell phone, the ability to control climate from the back seat.
Also, the sliding doors are big.
That's a New York innovation that is as much for the people on bikes as the people who are going to be driving cabs or riding in them. A sliding door means you don't door somebody if you fling the door open and a guy's riding by on his bike. So that's a major safety benefit for cyclists.
And what's the status? I mean, I note that this is one of the few taxis that I've seen since that official start date for the new cabs. What's happening?
Well, Nissan thought they were going to have an exclusive deal where almost every one of the 13,000 or so cabs in New York City would be one of these cars, which meant they would sell them the initial cars and the parts and the replacements, and it would ideally for them be a good deal. They lost a court battle. The city did. The court ruled that the city had overreached in its authority to force everyone to buy the same model of vehicle. So now it's really up to the market. If drivers and passengers decide that they want all these amenities, there's a chance that this could actually become a very common vehicle. But if the market doesn't like it, it'll be just another cab.
Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Before walking home, I talked briefly with our driver, Dimitrios Rizos. How long have you been driving?
About 25 years.
In New York?
In New York.
How does this measure against all the other cars you've driven?
I love it. A lot of people are asking about it, and it's like everybody that gets in, it gets a thrill. And they love the car, and they're loving it, too. I mean, it's...
And your favorite thing is the seats, right?
The seats, yeah.
Because if you've been driving for 25 years, I imagine you've experienced a sore back before.
Oh, yes, but not anymore. Now the pains go away. I mean, it's nice.
Questions remain, by the way, about how Mayor Bill de Blasio might direct the city when it comes to the new taxis.